The Chateau de Hollandfels.
Perched on a rocky outcrop overlooking the Aisch Valley, the Chateau de Hollandfels is a spectacular sight. Below, at ground level, you can appreciate how the castle of Hollandfels, or Hollow Rock, got its name. The crag on which it stands is riddled with caves. Esherhard of Hollefels, who was the châtelain in the 12th century, took his name from the location. The stronghold was for centuries the seat of many knights, nobles, and wealthy burgesses. The keep is 5 stories and 40 metres high, one of the most striking examples of medieval architecture in the entire region. It dates from 1380 and is the only remaining part of the original castle.
Drip, drop, at Hollandfels we let our hair down. We dance and all get soaked in the rain. Drip, drop, we feel like kings, for we have a new roof.
The impressive wooden gantry was only added in 1973. A rather narrow spiral staircase leads from the vestibule to the well-preserved living quarters upstairs. The servants' refectory, the Gothic hall, where the lords of the castle took their meals and held gatherings, the chapel, which also served as a bedchamber, and on the top floor, the armory. There are all manner of interesting features in these rooms. Window alcoves deep set in the walls, impressive, richly ornamented fireplaces, the altar and stained glass windows in the chapel, the cruciform vaulting in the Gothic hall, the corbelled latrine, and so on.
Nikki, I hope that doesn't mean that in those days.
But of course!
But not from right up there.
Oh, yes!
Just like that? In broad daylight?
Uh-huh.
But what if anyone was watching from down below?
No problem. They wouldn't have seen anything.
Oh, why?
They'd have run for it, quick as a flash.
In the time of Louis XV, the French army occupied the castle. Legend has it that the occupants escaped by way of a secret tunnel connecting the castle of Hollandfels to the castle of Schönfels. In the 18th century, the then owner built living quarters onto the keep in the Baroque style. In the immediate aftermath of the Second World War, the castle served as a prisoner of war camp. Subsequently, the state decided to modify the building to serve the younger generation, hence today's youth centre, run by the Service National de la Jeunesse.